We are joined now by Anika Richner of the CAC, the Community Action Center. Good morning, Anika.
Good morning.
I'm going to actually ask you to get live.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah, thank you. And Angelica Linder, also, well, not necessarily directly with the CAC, but someone who works on this program that we're going to talk about. Good morning, Angelica.
Buenos dias.
How are you?
Good. And you?
I am doing very well. Thank you. I'm just trying to figure out which microphone you're on so I can turn you up. All right. We're here to talk about, you are here to talk about, the Runway Revival Program, which feels like it just happened, even
yes.
though it was in this summer and it's like 11 degrees right now. But actually, it's 7 degrees right now. But why are we talking about the Runway Revival when it's not happening until August?
Well, our committee was so excited about planning year three that we decided to just keep meeting, which is great because we have good momentum now going into year three. And right now we're looking for artists to make pieces for the runway. And we figured during the cold months of winter that people might have more time to craft their pieces instead of the middle of summer.
Tell us real briefly, for those who don't know what we're talking about, what is Runway Revival?
Oh, you want me to take this? Yeah. So Runway is, it's a fashion show, but it's local people, not necessarily professional artists at all, but local creative people who have made pieces to be worn on the runway out of recycled or upcycled materials. And so it's really a blend of things people have made that could be worn again.
Yeah.
Or things that make a statement, like really wild things made out of pop can tabs or old 45 records.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's really fun. So every year there's brand new pieces to see and new models that wear them on the runway. And so it's just a really unique event. And it really is it's a fundraiser for CAC. And but it's also, I think, very in line with our mission. Our mission is to create a healthy, caring, and just community. And we think about a healthy, caring, and just community that really works well with climate justice.
Yeah.
And CAC actually does a lot of cool things to keep food out of landfills and to keep clothing out of landfills. And lots of people know about Hillcrest Village, the first net zero housing development in the country for its purpose. And so it really aligns well with our mission, but it's also super fun.
See, she was prepared. I know what she was talking about. I'm not prepared. I gotta drink some coffee before continuing talking.
Well, I'm sorry. I've got a question for you right away. I apologize. You've MC'd, Angelica, you've MC'd this the past couple of years. Tell me a little bit about how you got involved in and why you chose to jump into this thing.
I will say because I always say yes to anything.
Yeah, I understand that.
But besides that, I was a CAC board member.
Okay.
So I've been with the organization, and before being a board member, I know what the organization stands for and what has done for this community. And being a public, working at the public library, I think also that's another way. And working with my Latino community. Those little pieces put together the invitation for me to be part of a Runway Revival, the MC. So I've been doing it for 2 years.
Okay.
And they invite me back. So
way to go.
Yes. And one of the things that the show or the fundraiser or the organization wanted to do was make it bilingual.
Yeah.
So that's kind of another reason why I was brought into this. And I loved from the beginning, they started with a bilingual program. So being inclusive, bringing awareness with environment, like Anika say, upcycle, recycle, be creative. And it's an event that is open to everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone. My nephew participated last year.
Oh, yeah?
And I was like, when I saw him, I was like, what? You, Jack, are you here? Where are you? And it was so cool. I was like, oh, so proud. And he created something, paper boy kind of thing. So he used recycle and newspapers and created pants and suspenders. And so, no, it's an evening that brings you joy, make you feel like you are in a different, like in a real fashion show. And there is the another pieces for that show is silent action. And every artist that participated in the runway has a statement, has a story to tell, whether it's just the passion for recycle or the passion for being more active with what's going on with our environment.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Anika, Angelica brought up this, the concept of upcycle. Mm-hmm. What, when we say upcycle, what are we talking about?
Things that you can reuse again instead of throwing it away.
Oh, just right? That's so, it.
Yeah. Okay. Could be anything that you would normally toss or even things that you would recycle, but you want to use them for another purpose. Yeah.
Right.
And now that you say that, there was one model that they... She her whole life, her kids, that she recycled the clothes, you know, right? You gotta be creative.
Yeah.
I just remember growing up, my mom has 6 kids, so she has to be creative. Right. So I know I wore a lot of clothes from my cousins, and then not just a dress, but it was a skirt. And then, you know, like you tailor them, you change it, you cut, you reuse this material. And it's not something that is that new. Mm-hmm. It's just been it. Forever. I mean, I'm not going to say how old I am, but I bet my grandmother did that. Too,
for 32 years old, you look fantastic.
Yes, thank you. Oh, I'm going to come more often. Thank you.
Angelica, you've seen both shows because you've been there. And aside from your nephew, what are some of the most creative, or because I know you to be a pretty creative person, what are the most creative things or some of the favorite things that you have seen?
You are so kind. I don't consider myself creative at all. But I do appreciate creativity a lot. And there is a couple pieces. There was one done by this artist that created last year this amazing dress with the golden, like... the metal one, the Cheetos or the bag.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Out of chip bags.
Out of the chip bags.
Yes.
And she created something amazing last year. And, the year before, it was all with the tap for the cans.
Yeah, metal the pop tops.
Yes. And she created a skirt. You know how hard it is to collect those and then put them together, and her daughter looks amazing. And by the way, her mom, or the creator of those pieces, she also has some earrings and awesome. Things like that created that, and we can find them local at the Mercado Local. There you go. And look, I'm going to show you the piece. So I'm talking about it. It was so beautiful.
That is amazing.
You can actually go on our website and view all the pieces that were made in 2023 and 2024 if you're just looking to find ideas, or they're just fun to look at. You would think something made out of chip bags would look like, you know, a potato sack. This thing was amazing.
It is.
The top is made out of the top is woven chip bags.
Yes.
So it is
gorgeous.
Isn't it amazing?
It's
that's
super
a
cool.
Look that has come from that. So this is work done not in 1 week or 2 weeks. So she is collecting those through the year and then thinking, how can I use all these and create something like that? That's so cool.
That's really cool.
That one. And then there was another more, it was done by a girl. I can't remember her name either. And it was a dress done all by the dog's bag where you pick up, because her dog had passed away. And for me, that stay, because I also lost my dog a couple of years ago, and I thought, oh, so sweet, she makes something to remember her dog. So and of course there was other pieces there too, really cool pieces, but those two from last year were the ones who stayed with me.
Yeah. Angelica, so this is the call for artists, basically, or creators, maybe is the way we should put that. What are the parameters of this program if people want to get going on this?
Really, the only parameters are that you have to use 90% upcycled or recycled materials.
Okay.
So there is a registration. Artists go on the website and they can fill out the form, and we ask a bunch of questions. And of course, you don't have to have your piece created. We just want to understand kind of what you're thinking and what materials you want to use. And then a new twist this year is actually a theme. So we haven't had a theme. It's been wide open, and it still is wide open, but like the theme this year is garden. And so as an extra twist, as kind of a challenge to our artists, still make anything you want out of upcycled, recycled materials, as long as someone can walk on the runway and wear it on the runway.
Okay.
There's a handful of steps. And also if you want to throw in something that has to do with gardening.
Okay.
That's kind of a challenge. And I think we might actually have some competition this year for...
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People's Choice Award.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Is that a thing? Is that, tell us about the People's Choice Award. How does that work?
There's a way to like crowdsource or vote at the event for your favorite piece.
All right.
And so we're thinking about doing that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that would be new this year.
That would be new this year.
That would be really
last
cool.
year, I know there were some that, like I said, they're all amazing, and this is going to be hard. And when they were talking about that, I said, well, I know some people are going to be hurt, but that's life. Sometimes it's like, this is not meant to hurt anyone's feelings. It's right. like, just like, there are some pieces that really resonates with you. Mm-hmm. And then, and not just the effort, because like I say, everyone puts so much effort in these pieces. And they do it not just because of what they believe or the passion, but also support the organization,
absolutely.
You know, because this is also to support the CAC.
Yeah.
But it's going to be tough. So I think that's why they come up with that this year, to make it harder. No, I'm kidding.
Well, exciting. We also
excited,
have,
yes.
Our artists are of all ages. Oh. Our youngest artist was 5 years old the first year.
No kidding.
And oldest was 90.
Wow.
So it really it draws a wide variety of people.
That's fantastic. Have you thought about doing a juried competition with this thing? You know, get two or three judges and
we've been thinking about it.
Yeah,
we're rolling around lots of ideas.
You're making it more competitive.
Well, you know,
you see, like
you just said, that's life, man.
Yeah. See.
Typically, how many participants do you have in a year?
Anywhere between 25 and 30.
Okay.
So we actually have about half of our artists secured so far, and we're doing this early registration period until the end of February, just because we've had so much interest, and so we want to kind of capture that and figure out, you know, who we're going to have this year. So this is kind of the early registration period, and it closes the end of February. We might have all of our slots filled. Or we might have a few more open, but now would be a great time to let us know.
And you cap it at 30? Is that?
Yeah, we don't want the show to go too long.
Yeah,
right. We want it to be fun
and keep the momentum. The show. I mean, like it's you're gonna be in the show this year, so you will get a feel of what we're talking about. I put you in the spot. Right?
No, he said yes.
Yeah, oh yes, Rich Z.
Yes,
I'm honored to have been asked. So it's gonna be fun.
So now more people are gonna go and see Rick there and.
Angelica, no one's coming because I'm going to be there.
Do you want to bet?
I'll bet you a dollar.
Bet
you a cup of coffee.
Yeah, okay, there you go. That's better.
All
that's
right.
better.
But I am more than happy to help out because I'm a huge fan of CAC. Mm-hmm. We got a couple minutes left. What else is going on at CAC? Anything we should... be aware of? I mean, there's always things going on.
We've talked on this show a lot about just the incredible growth that we've experienced, and it is not slowing down.
Yeah.
A lot of people need extra support right now, not just people who maybe meet the federal poverty guidelines, but people who maybe don't qualify for different programs, maybe make a little bit too much, but still need help getting through with cost of housing and inflation and things like that. So we have a lot going on with food access and with housing. And Minnesota Food Share is coming up in March. And so that's our biggest food and fund drive of the year. It actually brings in donations that fund about half of the food that we give throughout the year. And we serve almost 16,000 people with food in a year.
I'm not aware of Minnesota Food Share. Give me details on
Sure.
that.
It's actually a food and fund drive that happens across the state of Minnesota. So there's over 300 food shelves that participate.
Okay.
And it's just a really good time that food shelves across the state can kind of band together and raise awareness and raise funds. And there is a tiny kickback that we get from the Minnesota Council of Churches who organizes this event statewide. So depending on the more we raise, the more kind of a bonus that we get back at the end. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I'm going to add to that is like With the fundraiser, of course, people mm-hmm. can support. Mm-hmm. CAC throughout the year always take donations and volunteer work. And one of these organizations that is reach out, not just for Northfield, but Faribault as well, we need to continue supporting, especially now. There was something that Anika said in a meeting that is CAC has been like in an alert kind of thing for so long, you know, like it's, everyone is since COVID, right?
Right.
It's like has the needs have gone higher, and I don't think has slowed down. It's not going to. And the value of this organization and the way they treat people that goes there mm-hmm. is amazing. I mean, like, you feel well taken care of
yep.
and not ashamed of when you need your services. Like you say, you never know. Right? Life. You never know what it's going to throw at you, and you might 100%. Need some help with, you know, food or anything will help these days.
Yeah. So, no, you yeah. never know. I mean,
yes.
you hope.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
right. But
yes.
but into every life, a little rain must mm-hmm. fall. So there it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So how? What's the website?
CommunityActionCenter.org.
CommunityActionCenter.org.
And you can go to News and Events and then find Runway Revival 2025 and get all the information there.
Okay. And you guys, is that on social media as well?
It is. We just shared it on Facebook and Instagram, so you can find it there as well.
So go find Community Action Center on social media too.